Here with Aaron Dirks, who's newly named the head coach for the Scott City Wrestling Program, taking over for Coach John Lippelman, who had been the head coach for 34 years. And congratulations, first and foremost, being named the head coach and getting that position. That's something that you'd been wanting to be as a head coach for quite a while?
Yeah, thanks, Adam. I'd, of course, been thinking about it for a long time. I've coached for 13 years, and of course, you always want to run your own program, so it's something that I've definitely always wanted to do. Didn't know if I'd ever have the opportunity or not, but it is something I've always wanted to do.
You mentioned the 13 years. Of course, you wrestled here in Scott City, graduated from Scott City, went to college in Emporia. While you're in college, I believe there in Emporia, you helped coach a little bit with Emporia High, and then when you were teaching in Ottawa, learned or coached a little bit at Ottawa. Before coming here, what are some things maybe you learned from those two coaches before you came here to Scott City that's maybe we'll see a little different?
When I coached at Emporia High, you know, that was a really established program. They had won some state championships. I actually coached for under Greg Buckby, who is now at Ark City, who just won state this year. So he's been a successful coach, and I definitely learned a lot of technique stuff, things that, you know, just a different style of wrestling that I wasn't used to, because, you know, I really had only been in one program at that point. When I went to Ottawa, it was a much less successful program. However, I learned a lot from Joe Tokar is about just how to be a head coach, and he did a fantastic job of getting kids out for the team. You know, we always had a lot of kids, a lot of JV kids, and that's something that's important to any program is building that base. So, and then of course, you know, the last 6 years, learned countless things from Coach Lippelman. You know, one of the things that I'll always remember about Coach Lippelman is when I applied for the job at Emporia High, they asked me, you know, where I was from and who was my coach. And as soon as I said Coach Lippelman's name, I think I had the job at that point, because he's such a well-respected person in the wrestling community.
Well, absolutely. That was going to kind of lead me in there. And what was it like kind of being not only a wrestler and a Coach Lippelman, but also being an assistant coach and now having the opportunity to kind of take over for him?
You know, it's something that I appreciate, being able to wrestle for him and also learn from him as an assistant coach. I think a lot of my passion for the sport, you know, just how much I love wrestling, probably came from that guy. You know, he always was able to get us fired up and ready to go, and you know, just how much I love wrestling, I think I give him a lot of credit for that.
And I know you have the opportunity here to kind of maybe do some things a little different here. Overall, maybe being the head coach here, do you see yourself doing maybe a couple little things here or there, maybe a little difference that you may think could be successful?
Well, anytime, you know, there's a change in the head coach, you're going to see some different things. But for the most part, I don't expect there to be really wide-ranging changes in our program. We have a winning culture here in Scott City, and we have, you know, great kids, you know, fantastic work ethic. And if something needed to be changed, obviously, me and the other two coaches would talk about that. But, you know, I don't see myself coming in and changing something that isn't broken.
And then it kind of leads me here where you have – couple of assistants that have been well entrenched in the program with Bryce Eisenhower, a longtime assistant here in Scott City, and Dakota Hayes just came back here in the last year or so. How big is that you have assistants to work with each other there that are Scott City alums and have had a lot of success in the wrestling program?
You know, again, we're all from the same winning culture here, and first of all, you know, those two guys probably, I think, are maybe the best two assistant coaches in the state. They will be relied upon heavily, you know, and I'm really excited to coach with them. I'm really appreciative that they're on the staff, and I think that we're going to make a really good team.
Scheduling maybe off-season, regular season. I know you do have some things scheduled in the summer, but you don't want to tax the kids too much because they have got 20,000 things that seem like going on. But during the regular season, do you think maybe you kind of like how the schedule's set up or maybe switch things up in the future?
Well, obviously our schedule's set for next year. Even if I wanted to change some things, I really couldn't. You know, there are some things that maybe in the future we might look at. You know, we talked about maybe getting back into maybe a dual tournament, which we haven't been in for a while. But, you know, those are only fun if you can fill a dual team. And if our numbers continue to grow and we're able to do that, I'd love to get back into one of those. For the most part, I'm pretty happy with our schedule. We see fantastic competition throughout the year, whether it's at Garden City or Abilene. So, yeah, I don't see a whole lot of scheduling changes either, I guess.
And how nice is it that you guys do inherit a pretty good returning team there, only lose, I think, 20 points there from the state tournament team from last year, but have some kids that are so close. And how nice is that to kind of inherit that group your first year as a head coach with a lot of experience?
Well, the thing that I inherit really is fantastic leadership. You know, Wyatt Hayes is going to make a fantastic senior leader. There's some other guys. You know, you talked about our returning state medalists with Caden and Justice. You know, really next year's they're going to be really good, but next year's going to be more dependent on who can step up and fill those spots. You know, we lost Jarrett Jurgens, who, you know, maybe one of the best kids I ever coached, but we need some guys to fill in and pick up some of those points, you know, that we're obviously not returning. But, you know, we got a whole bunch of kids that are just kind of waiting in line, ready to take that over.